Gary, a tough one to take so late. What was your assessment?
Yeah, I think so. Listen, when you've worked incredibly hard for 119 minutes, I just said to the lads in there, can't fault the endeavour, can't fault the work rate, can't fault the togetherness. I can fault the quality. You know, we get in some great positions. And, you know, I think first half we've had keepers made four or five really, really good saves when we perhaps should do better with one or two of the chances. It looked quite bright, actually. We passed the ball quite well at times. Looked really good, particularly with two up front and getting one a little bit closer to them. Second half just opened up a little bit, and you can just see the game then starting with both teams sort of 4-4-2 start to just open up more opportunities to break and hurt them, and they had a few to hurt us, but I think both teams at that point just struggled to find the final pass. And that's my disappointment again. It's a little bit like Saturday, that we're getting some good positions and just the final pass gets overrun, or the final shot or the final cross. You know, I thought Viv looked really, really bright tonight. You know, we're getting some brilliant positions, but again, it's just that extra little bit of quality to find someone in the box. And then as it was, listen, you know, it looked like we're going to go to penalties, which I'm sure that both managers weren't really wanting 120 minutes, you know, in the second game of the season. But, you know, and then to concede a goal the way we did at the end, you know, was a little bit disappointing.
As you say, the chances you created in the first half would have been enough had you been a little bit more clinical.
Yeah, well, listen, that's why we're working hard. You know, that's why we brought Shea Adams in, because we think he'll offer us goals. That's why we're trying desperately hard to bring in more goals into the team, because we know that's somewhere where we don't look as dangerous as we did at times last season at the moment. Listen, it's only early days. Look, there's you know, we're talking about two games in, and we've made, I think, nine changes for tonight's game, and I think they've made one. So again, listen, I thought we actually have got some bright things that came out of the game. I thought Josh Cogley got through the game well and looked reasonably comfortable at right back. I thought Jack Storer looked really good. You know, and the only reason I took him off really because he'd been booked, and I just didn't want to risk losing a player. And again, Viv, so you look at the three young players on the pitch, I thought were really, really good, as were some of the older ones. You know, I thought some really good moments in the game. One or two looked a little bit leggy and a little bit tired as the game went on, so which I'm sure they'll feel better for. But I'm disappointed. Look, we don't want to lose any game of football, but, you know, I'm disappointed how we have done. But we've got to make more of the positions we get in. You know, particularly as a championship side, that's where the championship side has to show more quality than the League One side, you know, and unfortunately we didn't quite manage to do that.
You mentioned him earlier in the answer. He wasn't available tonight, but tell us about Shea Adams and what you hope he can bring to Blues.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of Shea, and, you know, I think that he's a young player, which is something that we're trying to bring in, some real young, potential, exciting players into the group. But first and foremost, you know, I think he scored something like 7 in 9 for Ilkeston, jumped up a good few levels, scored, you know, of course he scored a couple on one of his first games against Tottenham, which was quite highlighted. But then scoring 12 last season in League One. And I think for us, you know, if he can take that next step, I mean, he's got so much potential. You know, he's very, very strong naturally. You know, he's got great balance and great movement. And I think he's a real powerful player that's only going to get better. And I think he'll be a goal threat for us. I think he can play as a 9, can play as a 10, can play wide, but I see him more as playing down the middle, particularly long term. So I think he'll offer us something very, very different.